Today is Friday, May 1st. I'm Megan Lynch. We've been telling you for a year about problems with the Postal Service. Now two local members of Congress say they're doing something. It comes after hundreds of pieces of undelivered mail were found dumped in a Northside lot this week, some posts marked as far back as January. The St. Louis Postal Accountability and Reform Act, introduced by Representatives Wesley Bell and Ann Wagner, would require USPS to benchmark its performance against national averages and report on corrective actions. Bell says constituents have been dealing with this for years. Gary from Hardin, Illinois, one of them.
It's a systemic thing that's been going on for quite a while, and it's gotten to where we just use UPS now. We can't use mail service anymore.
Congressman Bell says constituents have been waiting weeks for prescription medications and benefit checks. St. Louis County Police asking for your help in a fatal hit and run. 66-year-old Mark Ryan was killed yesterday after being hit by a car while riding his bike in the 2200 block of Hudson Drive. Investigators believe Ryan was hit while riding his bike just before 8:30 in the morning. He later died in the hospital. Police now asking residents to help find the suspect's vehicle. If you spot a black 2014 Chevrolet Sonic with tinted windows and damage to the front driver's side door, you're asked to call County Police or Crime Stoppers. I-64 will get more than just a facelift next year. MoDOT has announced large-scale construction plans that will start next year. Area engineer Jen Wade says it fixes or replaces 12 St. Louis bridges, including replacing eastbound I-64. It'll wrap up in 2029.
For 1 year of that, we need to have all three lanes of the eastbound 64 through movement closed. So we'll be detouring traffic onto the city grid for about a year.
Wade says several alternative routes and detours have been planned. Tonight's meeting is a chance for residents to voice their concerns.
The closure will only be in one direction, which means we've got a great advantage. Usually both directions get closed, and so it's harder to manage traffic in both directions.
The Loop Trolley running on the track Thursday for the first time this season. Jade Aubrey was there.
I'm currently standing in front of the pageant on Del Mar Boulevard, which is one of the 10 stops the westbound Loop Trolley makes. The trolley's open 11 to 7 Thursdays through Sundays through October, and it's free for St. Louis residents to ride.
The season runs through October 25th. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's superheroes flying away from Six Flags St. Louis.
The future of the DC Comics theming is still up in the air at what's eventually going to be renamed as Mid-America Park. Enchanted Parks took it over earlier this year, and CEO James Harhaie tells KMOX his team inherited the licensing deal when they took over. Six Flags actually gave Enchanted an exception to keep the characters long-term, but only at the St. Louis parks, so now they're figuring out, is it worth the expensive cost?
We're going to meet with DC throughout the summer and make sure that it's a good relationship going forward and it provides value.
Harhaie says one test case will be the upcoming Supergirl movie. The park already has a Supergirl ride, and he says a promotional tie-in with Warner Brothers could be exactly the kind of return that justifies a deal. If they keep the licensing, St. Louis would be one of the few in the world non-Six Flags parks to have Warner Brothers. If they don't keep it, you can start suggesting new names for the Batman and Mr. Freeze. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Six blocks at Page and Hodemont in the city being dedicated to changing the lives of St. Louis families, starting with kids. The Show Me Family Zone will eventually include a community center, community garden, refurbished housing, and a grocer. Cortega Collins, founder and executive director of the Foundation for Strengthening Families, tells KMOX the community needs more child care options, especially for parents who work non-traditional hours.
They don't have quality, developmentally appropriate options for their children.
The foundation already operating a new early learning center and adult daycare in the neighborhood. The Show Me Family Zone recently received funding to build a preschool dedicated to boys. From the KMOX business desk, a plant forward eatery in Kirkwood closing. Station number 3 on Manchester Road will close after service May 9th. It opened almost 2 years ago in the location formerly occupied by Chicken Out. According to St. Louis Magazine, high rent led to the decision to close.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX news team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.